Records from the state budget office show that an additional $1.2 million was paid to Coordinated Transportation Solutions in February, and an additional $1.4 million was paid out in April. The payments were made even as Health and Human Services managers were warning lawmakers that their department was on the verge of running out of cash. Representative Richard Farnsworth is a Democrat from Portland.
We're beginning to ask the question, where is this additional money coming from?
Farnsworth, who co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, says the latest disbursement does little to boost the confidence of Democrats in the agency. State DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew signed off on six CTS contracts valued at $28 million, but she never required that the company provide a performance bond in the event that it failed to meet its contractual obligations. For the past year, MaineCare clients who depended on the company to arrange transportation services for their medical appointments deluged DHHS with complaints about their rides showing up late or, in many cases, not showing up at all. The state has subsequently chosen to end its contract with CTS shortly after the close of the budget cycle on June 30th. So far, DHHS has yet to offer an explanation for the additional payment, and Farnsworth says that lack of dialogue undermines trust in the administration.
We really feel like there are so many issues from the department point of view that are not being addressed honestly and with transparency, and this being one of them, the whole transportation thing.
This is just, you know, another example of the administration's mismanagement of these programs and of these funds. It's also another example of their not being forthcoming.
Appropriations Committee co-chair Representative Peggy Rotundo has consistently maintained that her panel did not receive all of the financial information from DHHS that it needed during the budget process. Now the Lewiston Democrat says the committee has called for a meeting with DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew to explain the CTS expenditures.
It's important to have this on our agenda. It's important for us to talk to the commissioner and try to get a handle on what's been going on.
Mayhew says the state is moving forward with plans to sever its contracts with CTS, paying the bills as they come in.
There have been challenges with this particular vendor. It's why we've made a decision to end that contract and to restructure with new vendors.
Financial directors at DHHS say the additional $2.6 million paid to CTS represents both the state and federal share of the medical assistance program account, and that they did not expect those payments to result in the state exceeding the contractual value of its agreement with the vendor. Mayhew says the state is obligated to help MaineCare clients reach their appointments and cover those costs. Senator Jim Hamper, an Oxford Republican, agrees, saying it's pretty obvious what Mayhew has to do when she's presented with a bill for those services.
Then I guess we should pay it.
Republican Representative Deb Sanderson of Chelsea also sits on the Health and Human Services Committee, and she says she's confident that Commissioner Mayhew will provide a comprehensive report to lawmakers that will explain the changes in payments under the contract.
When these contracts did go out, the number of actual rides were underreported, so the load may have been much heavier than they anticipated.
The legislature's Appropriations Committee is scheduled to convene on the CTS payments on June 17th. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.